Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihiko Noda and Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao met on December 25. At the conclusion of the meeting, they announced the signing of an agreement where both countries will promote direct trading between the two countries denominated in the yen and yuan. Currently, according to Japan's finance ministry, about 60% of transactions between the two countries are denominated in U.S. dollars. In addition, the Japanese government will also begin purchasing Chinese bonds in 2012. Increasing the use of the two nations' currencies and elimination of the use of U.S. dollars is expected to reduce currency risk and trading costs between the two nations. China is Japan's largest trading partner, amounting to about $340 billion in two-way transactions last year. The large volume of trade between the two countries makes this agreement more important than treaties that China has signed with many other countries to eliminate U.S. dollar from bilateral trade. In Hong Kong's offshore yuan market last week, the yuan appreciated 0.5% against the U.S. dollar. In 2011, China tripled the amount of yuan-denominated bonds that other central banks and foreign investors could purchase, a trend that will likely continue under terms of this new agreement. So what does this development have to do with the precious metals markets? More than you might suspect. First, this agreement will reduce international demand for U.S. dollars. U.S. dollar reserves held by foreign central banks largely represent an interest-free loan to the U.S. government. As foreign demand for U.S. dollars declines, I don't think the U.S. government will go in the direction of sharply cutting expenditures to keep from issuing more debt. Consequently, the result of this agreement will almost certainly result in the U.S. government monetizing new debt. In simple language, that means that there will be a major inflation of the U.S. money supply starting in 2012. Further, the federal budget will be hit with sharply higher interest costs on a greater amount of debt. Right now, China has $3.2 trillion and Japan has $1.3 trillion of central bank foreign exchange reserves. These are the two largest hoards of foreign exchange held by any nation, with no one else coming anywhere close. The majority of these reserves are denominated in U.S. dollars. If, between them, Japan and China are able to unload hundreds of billions to trillions of U.S. dollars as a result of this pact, the dollar will fall further in value. A lower value of the U.S. dollar will likely mean that U.S. consumer prices will rise faster than at any time in at least the past three decades. Thus far in 2011, the U.S. dollar has been perceived as a safe haven for those fleeing other currencies, especially the euro. Sure, demand has picked up for physical gold and silver as well, but not to the same extent as the U.S. dollar. In my opinion, the near elimination of the U.S. dollar for transactions between Japan and China will cripple the attractiveness of the dollar as a safe haven asset. Starting next year, a lot of the funds that would have gone into dollar-denominated paper assets in 2011 will instead be diverted to purchasing gold and silver. According to GFMS, one of the most respected companies that analyzes precious metals markets, China's government and private citizens will have absorbed more than 22 million ounces of gold in 2011. That is 30-35% of current worldwide gold mine production. It is also many millions of ounces more than in 2010. Under terms of this new agreement, you can just about guarantee that demand in 2012 will be much higher than it was in 2011. This agreement represents a huge financial blow to the U.S. government, to the U.S. economy, and to the dollar. It may take months for the effects of it to impact the average citizen. You may have a little time to acquire more precious metals at today's levels, which I consider to be a short-term bargain. How much time do you have? We'll only know that answer after prices have jumped. I hope you have found this year's commentaries to be thought-provoking and helpful. The kind words many of you have shared with me are much appreciated. That's it for 2011. Tune in again every week in 2012 for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening. Have a happy new year.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.